Secretary of State Colin Powell has announced a renewed effort to mediate a ceasefire between Israelis and Palestinians. In a speech today at the University of Louisville, Powell signaled the Bush administration's strongest commitment so far to engagement in the region. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Powell evoked a vision of two states, Israel and Palestine, each living in peace and security. But he said that could only be achieved if Palestinians dramatically redirect their year-long intifada. Palestinian authorities must arrest and prosecute those who commit terrorist acts, he said, and cool off a culture of hatred and incitement.
Whatever the sources of Palestinian frustration and anger under occupation, the intifada is now mired in the quicksand of self-defeating violence and terror directed against Israel. Palestinians need to understand that however legitimate their claims, they cannot be heard, let alone be addressed through violence.
Powell said such violence feeds Israelis' deepest doubts about whether Palestinians sincerely seek peace. In turn, he said Israel must end its three-decade-long occupation, along with its expansion of Jewish settlements on Palestinian land.
The overwhelming majority of Palestinians in the West Bank of Gaza and Gaza have grown up with checkpoints and raids and indignities. Too often they have seen their schools shuttered and their parents humiliated. Palestinians need security as well. Too many innocent Palestinians, including children, have been killed and wounded. This too must stop.
Powell offered no grand new plan for achieving peace. He said the existing U.S.-brokered Mitchell document provides a roadmap already approved by each side. Still, political analyst Stephen Cohen of the Israel Policy Forum says Powell's speech was significant.
The speech is a resolution of a debate that has been going on in this administration ever since its inception as to whether or not the United States should stay engaged in Arab-Israeli peacemaking or whether it should distance itself from Arab-Israeli peacemaking. And I think that this speech is an announcement that the decision has been made to stay engaged.
For starters, Powell announced that retired Marine Corps General Anthony Zinni will be a Mideast advisor. He and Special Envoy William Burns will go to the region this week with a mandate to stay for the long haul as they try to broker a ceasefire. Cohen notes it's exactly the type of direct daily involvement this administration had seemed to shy away from. Cohen also says Powell has updated U.S. language on the conflict by echoing President Bush's use of the name Palestine and by twice referring to Israel's occupation, a word the administration rarely uses to describe the Israeli presence in the West Bank and Gaza. Secretary Powell insisted a decade of peacemaking had not been a complete failure, that it had in fact proven eventual success is possible. He called on the European Union, United Nations, Russia, and moderate Arab states to again join forces to restart negotiations and rebuild the devastated Palestinian economy. Analyst Cohen sees a link with America's involvement in Afghanistan.
Right now we have a coalition focused on war led by the United States in the Middle East, and peacemaking is the other part of American policy in the region, and now it's coming up onto the main stage.
Both Israelis and Palestinians welcomed Powell's speech as positive for different reasons. Israeli spokesmen were pleased Powell gave no deadline for reaching a ceasefire. Palestinians said they hoped the U.S. envoys would set one when they visit this week. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.